The Bible says in Matthew 28, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age.'" And then the Apostle Paul writes this in Romans, "What should we say then? Are we to continue in sin, that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We are buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. For now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he dies to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Why don't we just join our hearts together in prayer, and then we're going to talk a bit about baptism. Lord, I thank you so much that we're able to gather here together. I thank you for the beautiful weather. Lord, you know that we've been praying a lot for nice weather. I thank you for holding off the rain, and I pray that you would continue to do that through this time. And I pray that we would be able to truly proclaim you and truly glorify you today. I pray that you'd be with each one being baptized and be with them as they share their testimony, and be with us as we look to you in this time. In your name, amen. You know, if you're visiting with us, or if the Christian faith is not something you hold to, then you might be thinking to yourself, well, what is this baptism thing? You know, it seems a little odd, right? You know, a couple people get in a pool or into some water, and then they say a few words, and then they do poosh like this and bring them up again. And you think, well, what is the point of that? And I'm so glad you asked, because I'm going to tell you right now. Here's what it's about. When I was 8 years of age, I got baptized. And I was baptized at Faith Baptist Church in St. Thomas. And I remember the pastor that baptized me, his name was Marvin Brubaker, and the tank was too deep for me. I was pretty short, I guess, and there was a milk crate that they had put in the bottom of the tank. So he picked me up and set me on that and baptized me. But before he baptized me, I met with some people and I chatted with them about baptism. And the reason was, is they wanted to talk to me about my faith, because baptism is not something that makes you a Christian. Baptism is something that's a response to something that's happened inside of you. We call it this. We call it an outward symbol of an inward reality. Something that's happened outside of you, right, that points to what's really happened inside of you. And those who have been baptized, we've talked about this a lot. You know, the point is what has Jesus done inside your life? And here's the message. The Bible talks about something called the gospel, which means the good news. And the good news is this. It starts out with bad news, and then it points to good news. The bad news is this, is that the Bible tells us that all of us have sin in our hearts and lives. Every last one of us, from the least to the greatest, from the best to the worst, all of us have sin in our lives, through and through us, in our choices and our actions and everything. And the Bible tells us that because of that sin, we're kept from God. It keeps us from God. That relationship can never be right. That relationship can never be real or be truly there because of that sin. And that's all of us, right? The Bible tells us. The Bible tells us then something else as well. The Bible tells us that the penalty or the payment or the punishment of sin is one thing. It's death. There's the bad news. The bad news is that without any kind of dealing with this, the only solution is death. The good news comes when Jesus steps into the picture. Jesus comes forward and he says this, "I'll take that." You know, the penalty for sin is death, and he comes and Jesus, the Son of God, comes to the earth, lives a perfect life, and then he dies on the cross by crucifixion, and he takes all the sin of all of us on him, and he pays that price. And he dies for the sin. The penalty of sin is death, and he says, "I'll take that for you." He dies and he's buried. And then he conquers death by rising from the dead. God himself conquers death by rising from the dead on the third day. And then he turns to us and he says, anybody who wants this forgiveness of sin and this new life, this eternal life, this freedom from death, you can find it in me through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the good news, right? And so when we come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, what happens inside of us is we die with Jesus Christ, we're buried with him, and we're raised up to brand new life. A life that's no longer about sin and ourselves, and a life that's about life and about Jesus and his goals and his plans. That's what happens inside of us when we come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And so baptism, what baptism does is you stand there and you proclaim your faith. I believe in Jesus Christ. And it's that outward symbol of I am buried with Jesus Christ and I am raised to brand new life. I am buried with him and now I'm raised up. And so we symbolize what's gone on inside of our hearts. And so those who are getting baptized today have given their lives over to Jesus, and Jesus has done this incredible work inside their hearts. So baptism is about that. There's three things I want to kind of mention, and then we're going to start inviting people up. And the first one is this. We talk about baptism as identifying with Jesus. One of the things we see in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, and the rest of Scripture, we find out that Jesus was baptized. Jesus went into the water and was baptized, and we identify with Jesus Christ because he did it before us. The second thing is we proclaim our faith. And this is one of the most precious aspects of baptism to us. Because those who know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, they know that Jesus Christ has said, go share your faith with everyone. And part of this baptism is their opportunity to proclaim their faith. And whether you believe in Jesus or you don't believe in Jesus, they want to proclaim their faith to you. That we want to proclaim Jesus Christ, that he's done this work inside of our hearts. So the 10 who are coming forward are looking to do that. It's the opportunity to share, say, I believe in Jesus and I want to follow him. And the third area, so we identify with Christ, we proclaim, and the third area is obedience. And that's not always a popular word in our day, but it really means this, is that Jesus Christ said, go out and find people who want, gather in those who believe in me and gather them into the church and baptize them. He says, I want my church to be baptized. Right? So we step out and we say, yeah, Lord, I'll follow you in this way. I'll be baptized. So we identify with him, we proclaim our faith, and we obey him in that way. So because of all this, all those who have, one of the traditions that I've followed as a pastor is I have everybody who's getting baptized come up and share their story. Not just their story of, hey, I was born here and this is what I do for a living or something like that, but their story of what Jesus has done in their life. So they'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes, one at a time, and they'll share that story. But as they listen to it, I want to encourage you to pay attention and be uplifted by that and be encouraged by their story, because it's their story of what God has done in their lives. And it's really precious to them and to all of us. So why don't I pray for us now, and then we're going to sing. And then we're going to do some testimonies and then sing and testimonies, and it'll just be all crazy and chaotic for us in the next few minutes. So why don't we pray? Lord, I just thank you so much for you. I thank you for the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, for what you've done in the 10 people who are getting baptized today, what you've done in their hearts and their lives. And I pray that you would speak powerfully through them and you would proclaim yourself to all of us through their stories today, their testimonies this morning. I pray that you guide us now as we worship you and seek you. In your name, amen.
Good morning. My name's Ethan, obviously. So here's my testimony. So I was born 21 years ago into a very loving Christian home. And I've been surrounded by the most amazing parents and siblings. And they've just always supported me in everything that I do. And just, yeah, they're just awesome. And so we always, like, went to church and everything. And I wasn't the keenest kid on going to church, but I went anyway. Like, I went to Sunday school all the way up to the age of 13. And then during high school, I went to youth groups. I actually went to two. So that was pretty awesome. Where am I here? And so, yeah, I admittingly, at first, I went to youth groups. I wasn't too keen. I just went on because you meet people. It's pretty awesome to meet people. But after the age of 17 was when I really started looking into the whole Christian thing and the whole God and everything. So I went on a missions trip, and that really, really, really changed my life. And that was a huge step for me. That's the year that I took the faith of my family and the faith of my church and made it my own personal relationship with God. And that was just awesome. How it's just his love is always there. And it's not easy being a Christian, especially in high school. Like, I found it was really difficult. I always, like, not hid my faith, but I wasn't too open with it. And as I've matured and learned more about God and just read the gospel and been going to church, that now I'm more comfortable with my faith, and that I wear my faith on my sleeve now. And so looking back in my life, I can really see how God has had a hand in it, or even from a very young, like, showing me all the amazing things that he has. Like, he's gotten me into my field of work that I'm going into, looking how he's just supplied everything, like jobs and family and friends and just everything. And so it's just a miracle how the creator of the whole universe has a plan for each and every one of us. So yeah, that's my testimony.
Okay. I was blessed to be born into a strong Christian home in which God was always talked about by my parents, to my siblings and I freely and openly, and I always knew about God's love for me, Jesus' death on the cross, and the Bible in general. This had a great influence on me, and I thank God for that. For before I accepted Christ, I remember doing sinful things that I sometimes felt guilty for later, but then I would do them again. It was when I was 9 that I made my faith my own, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart and save me from the penalty for my sins. I remember noticing a few changes afterwards, like having no desire to sin anymore and feeling cleansed, knowing that Jesus died for all my sins that I committed and could ever commit. I went through my life a few more years, continuing in the knowledge that I was saved, praying by myself sometimes, but not really getting into his word as much and making my faith my own that way. It was in my grade 8 year, when I was 13, that God led me to read my Bible and pray more, mainly because there was a girl in my grade that was bullying me and making me not enjoy school. She said hurtful things to me and left me out and took many of my friends away, which mostly left me alone at school. At this point, God drew me nearer to himself, showing me that I was never really alone and that he was with me in the entire situation that I was struggling with. It was then that he gave me a desire to know more about him and read the word more, which was where I found a lot of comfort. It was through his word that he helped me to understand and come to know my real need for him, and also his unfathomable love for me, all shown through Jesus' death on the cross, knowing that I cannot get to heaven without Jesus, who redeemed me and paid for all the debt of my sin. Romans 8:1-2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Because of him, I know now that I have hope with no fear or doubts, and I know who holds my future. My faith throughout my walk has had its ups and downs, and I go through many doubts, but God reveals himself more to me through his word, in prayer, and even as I walk outside in his creation. Looking back on my last 2 years of university, he has shown me my inabilities and how his power is perfected in my weakness by helping me to achieve things in my grades and musical performances that I know I wouldn't have been able to do on my own. God has worked through my life in extraordinary ways, and it was him that led me to where I am today, and I give him all the glory. Thank you.
I've always grown up in a Christian home. My mom and dad have always prayed before meals, and I had learned from church that I really wanted God to save me from my sins. One day when I was about 5, I went to my dad and asked, "How can I become a follower of God?" He took me into the dining room in our last house, and he told me that to follow God, I needed to believe that God had sent his only son to die for us so that we could go to heaven, and that 3 days later God's son Jesus rose from the dead. So we prayed, and in that prayer I asked for forgiveness for my sins, and I gave my life to God. That was the point that has radically changed my life. Sometime later, Dad realized that God was leading us to another church, which meant we had to move. At first, we weren't sure where God was leading us to go. Finally, after it was affirmed that we were moving, my mom and Dad sat down with me and told me that God was calling us somewhere else. We spent a very long time praying, and finally we found a church in Ingersoll where God was leading us to go. But the hunt wasn't over. We still had to find a house to buy. Finally, we found a house that seemed great for us. Through all of that, I learned that God would always provide for us and never leave us alone in really hard times. After that, I have grown in faith through difficult times and trouble, but I have never been left alone by God. Right now, God is helping me to know him better and to honor him through what I do. I really want to get baptized today because it is showing how I've been cleansed by God from my sins.
Before I became a Christian, I used to sin and then be bothered by it for weeks after. When I was about 8 or 9, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Jesus has really worked in my life since then. The Holy Spirit has really taught me to come to Christ when I have a problem. also coming to him when I've sinned. Since I've become a Christian, I've learned to just give my problems to Christ, and I will no longer be bothered by them. Since I've started the baptism classes, I've started to take more of an interest in living a godly life. Christ is really working in me.
Oh, here comes again. The idea of putting my testimony to words, I found a dawning... I'm sorry. I don't know if I can read it. I'll try. The very idea of putting a testimony to words I found to be a daunting task. I do not come from a tradition of doing this. I now realize by taking the time to think about it and look at the events in my life, how much he is in my life, guiding and leading me along. As a child, I had a Christian mother, grandmother, grandfather, aunts, and uncles. I have been blessed with wonderful Sunday school teachers, catechism teachers, and a youth group that was dynamic and a great support for me in those teenage years. God also sent me a wonderful God-fearing man into my life. Together with the grace of God, we have been raising our children to follow him easy, or follow him also. This has not always been easy, and we fall short many times, but God is patient and always there to help and guide. In fact, the hardest times I feel is when we try to go it alone. I do not have a moment in my life where I can say that that is the aha moment. I do know a Bible study or a cell group that Tom and I were involved in sure made it come much more alive for me. It was Grace Awakening by Chuck Swindoll. The study of Romans is in a very direct way spoke to me, and all I can say is it made it come alive. The fact that we foster is through his guiding grace. I feel compelled, and God speaking in my heart, to do this task. Skills we have needed to do this job, he provides. I guess you can say this testimony was a lesson for me also. God is my Savior. He died for me. He guides my steps even when I fall behind or try to get ahead of him. He is still there to guide me. It is because of his grace, and on him I rely.
I too was raised in a Christian household. My parents, who were raised in a Christian household, and I'm sure their parents were raised in a Christian household. It seems to be a theme in our family. As far as I can remember, I've always considered myself to be a Christian. We grew up in a Christian Reformed church, which participates in infant baptism as a means of bringing children into the Christian fold. Infant baptism is also a charge for the parents and the congregation to promise to do their utmost to bring children up in the way of the Lord. As an adult in high school, I did a profession of my faith along with several others in my age group. A public profession of my faith, yes. As I've said, I've always considered myself to be a Christian, and I've always looked for ways to ensure this and to grow in my faith. As I look back, I also cannot see an aha moment that would define me as born again. But I do see God's hand in my life as he chose a young Christian woman to spend the rest of my life with, and so that we could grow together in our faith. Our first and greatest test of faith came on the day of our first child's birth. We were expecting twins, but one had passed away just prior to his birth. On this day, and those few days to follow, we learned to trust God and to accept his plans for us. Sometime later, Jenny and I participated in a small group program that involved meeting with a set group of people on a regular basis. With this group, we did several Bible studies. One of them was called Grace Awakening, and it was through that Bible study that God revealed his grace to me in a manner that touched my heart. It was now more than just head knowledge. From then on, I have tried to look for and accept opportunities to learn more and grow in my faith. God has blessed our family, and I continue to try and remember that it is all from him and that we need to share this message of grace. We have tried to do this for our children as much through example as through instruction. I know we have fallen short many times, but God has always been there to fill the gaps that we missed and to tie up the loose ends. I will never stop believing in God's grace.
Hi. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Heather. I was born into a Christian home. I feel very blessed that God gave me parents that are saved and strong in their faith so that they could help guide me to Jesus and help me keep me on a righteous path. My parents had always taught me to pray and read my Bible, and I was always brought to church and Sunday school, where I was always learning about God. From the start, I fell in love with Christ and his willingness to love me through my faults, an unconditional love. But the truth that the Lord led me to realize was, just because I acted like a Christian didn't mean that I was a Christian. I learned that I couldn't get to heaven by being a good person. I would sin and do things I knew were wrong and feel badly about doing them, but then repeat the same sin later on. When I was about 7 years old, I came to realize the fact that I was a sinner and needed to be forgiven. I wanted the Lord to come into my life and take control. I wanted to have the kind of peace and grace in my life that so many other Christians I knew had found. I believe that the Lord gave me these desires. The Bible verse Romans 3, verse 23 became very realistic to me. It says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." I was very thankful for the fact that I could be forgiven for every wrong thing that I've ever done, even if I didn't deserve it, that Jesus was willing to pay the price for me so that I could spend an eternity with my Heavenly Father. It didn't take me long to decide I wanted to ask the Lord into my heart. So, one night, after my dad had finished reading the Bible to my siblings and I before bed, I told him I wanted to ask the Lord into my heart. I didn't really know what to say, but I knew that I wanted to be forgiven, so my dad guided me. I asked Jesus to come into my heart and forgive me for my sins that night. Since then, I have never felt more humbled and loved, so thankful and free from worry. The Lord has changed my way of looking at life completely. I am committed to serving and honoring him and trying to love others the way that Jesus loves me. I still make mistakes, and there are times that I turn away from God and don't make him the main focus in my life. It is at these times I start to feel lonely and forget that God is there with me, but he always pulls my focus back to him, making my faith grow stronger than ever before. A few years back, I started spending a lot more time daily with the Lord, praying and reading his word. Every moment I spend in his presence, my faith grows stronger. I have changed since I became a Christian. My goals and focus in life have been changed dramatically. I have learned not to fall in love with life here on earth because it won't last forever. I no longer try to control my life myself. I truly believe that God is in control. I'm at peace knowing that God has a bigger plan for me than I could ever imagine, and I can depend on him to lead me in my life because I trust him completely. I'm so thankful that he has drawn me into this new covenant and in the blood of Christ, and I am very excited to take this step of obedience and be baptized today.
I'm Emma. I grew up in a good, strong in faith Christian home. When I was a little girl, I remember always going to church, always praying before every meal and before bed. I never really understood who God really was. I knew that I did bad things, and I always felt bad doing it, but I would do it again. I did a lot of things in the church, like GEMS, youth group, and many other things. I didn't hear about baptism until after we left our old church. I didn't understand what it was, but I thought it sounded interesting. But it wasn't until last Christmas Eve I let God in. I asked twice because I thought he couldn't hear me. At first, I ignored God and went on with my life. But he kept pulling me towards him, and finally I let go. Having God in my life has really opened my eyes, and I see things differently than I did before when I was a little girl. Everything has changed since then. I have been more aware of the things around me. I can look at everything differently and with more respect than I did before when I was little. I am glad that I accepted God into my life.
Hey, I'm Marin Hamstra. So I was raised in a Christian household, just like my brothers and sisters. And as I was growing up, we prayed before our meals and before we went to sleep every night. When I was younger, I learned about God in Sunday school and from my parents, and they really helped me understand. This was a good foundation for my faith, but as I grew older, I missed a major part of what it means to be saved from my sins by Jesus Christ. I was not living my life as if they had been taken away. I did things for myself and not for Jesus. I was still going to church and a youth group on Wednesdays, but it was not to know Jesus more. I was doing it for myself. When I was 16 years old, I felt that God was pulling me closer to him and turning my life around. God was leading me to him, and I finally asked Jesus into my life, and he saved me from my sins. I prayed about this for a while because I wasn't really sure, but I feel that God is working. But I feel like God is working in my life now. He's given me some good Christian friends that help keep me accountable and have a good influence on me. And God has helped me to live with Him at the center of my focus. Though progress is slow and I am far from perfect, God is making changes in me so that I can serve Him better and so that I may share His good news. I'm really thankful to be a part of God's wonderful plan.
So my name is Andrew, and so I was born into a Christian family home with two other siblings. My parents were both strong Christians and took us all to church every Sunday morning. I am thankful to Jesus Christ for doing that for me. I was also taught that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and that if you wanted to be saved, you had to accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I did that at a young age, but seemed to always doubt whether I did it right or not. I was doubting myself because I was putting my feelings over God's promise. So, one evening at supper, I talked to my parents about my doubts, and they helped me to understand what was happening and led me to recommit my life to Jesus. After I became a Christian, my lifestyle didn't really change from before I was a Christian to after. I seemed to think that I could just go on and do mostly whatever I wanted and yet still be able to honor God. Well, as time went on, this just became wrong. I was living how I wanted, but not really living for God. Little did I know that while all this was happening, I was never alone. God was working in my life, and I found out just how much more powerful God was and that I should live to honor Him. From then on, He began to change my heart, and He is leading me to live a life that honors Him. I also have recently got a devotional. This has helped me to be in the Word of God every day, and my relationship with the Lord has really grown since then. My faith has also grown since the beginning of Truth Community Church last fall. It has helped me to see that I am part of the Church of Christ, so I need to do things the way He wants them done because Christ is the head of the church. This helped me also because I knew that I wanted to live for the Lord and apply His word in my life. John 14:6 says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." I thank and praise the Lord for the fact that I am saved because Jesus died on the cross and suffered the penalty for my sin, and I can spend eternal life with the Heavenly Father. I am excited to continue to see how God is working to lead me in my life and what He's going to do and how He will use me in His plans in the future.
Psalm 96 says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the people. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth.
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity.
Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field be exalted and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His faithfulness.